Hola, ¿cómo está?
Buenas tardes.
¿Ha oído hablar del seguro médico de Obamacare?
Have you heard of the Obamacare medical insurance? Asks Angelo Solera at a recent health fair in Patterson Park. Solera is a bilingual healthcare navigator. He works for Healthcare Access Maryland, the nonprofit in charge of enrolling residents of Baltimore City and County and Anne Arundel County into new health insurance plans. His job is to help Spanish-speaking residents like those that stop by his table.
Usted no tiene seguro médico, ¿verdad?
No, nothing.
And does he ever have his work cut out for him? More than a third of Baltimore's 30,000 Hispanic residents are uninsured, according to a city health report released last week that used census data. It's hard to know how many are undocumented immigrants, unable to buy insurance on the exchanges or qualify for expanded Medicaid. About 10,000 of Baltimore's non-citizens are Hispanic, but some of those people are permanent legal residents. And just to make it a little more complicated, many of them have mixed status families. The parents may be undocumented, but their children were born in the U.S., which makes them citizens and eligible for health insurance through the exchanges. Solera says those families should apply in order to get their children into an insurance plan.
Many times the parents work, even though they may not have legal documentation, but they pay taxes. That would be the numbers they would use to see whether or not they qualify.
Undocumented immigrants can still get emergency care at the hospital or go to free clinics like Esperanza Center in Fells Point, which is run by Catholic Charities. Yet Victoria Lifford Pike, the center's community health coordinator, fears that health programs that charge people based on need could see their funds dry up as the ranks of the insured increase.
Before they served 5,000 people, and now because 3,000 of those people can get health insurance, they don't need to have as much funding, and then they cut the program, and then that cuts the access to that for our clients.
Under the Affordable Care Act, money is increasing for federally funded health centers, where many low-income people seek treatment. Pam Bohr Brown works at one of these centers, Baltimore Medical System. They often point patients to some of these other safety net health services, and she says many in government and philanthropic circles wonder what might happen in the future.
What are they willing to do, and how much do politics tie into it? Whether or not, you know, they're actually willing to fund a program that, you know, they are aware that there are people that are not legally documented who are taking advantage of that.
And the stakes are high, she says, not just for the undocumented, but for everyone.
It makes good public health sense to make sure that people get care. And so I think, you know, there are going to be some real efforts to reach out to places we feel there are gaps in funding or people are not getting what they need.
In order to get people informed, the Baltimore City Hispanic Commission points to a monthly health window, a program run by the Mexican consulate. The health fair in Patterson Park was another effort to get info to people.
Obesidad, número uno, obesidad.
One attendee, Jorge, visited the various booths with his family. He's from Mexico and undocumented. He says that he pays for insurance for himself through his welding job. His daughters were born here and receive Medicaid. His wife, also undocumented, is uninsured. I'm Brett Jaspers reporting for 88.1 WYPR.